This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for Speak Up Foreigners.
Kia ora everyone. Hola a todos. My name is Patricia and I am from Colombia. Welcome everyone to Speak Up Foreigners. Today's show, we are going to talk about some nice experiences traveling around New Zealand while you're studying. As international students, we have experienced that moment when you just land in a new country, and since that moment, every place you go turns into a new adventure, like exploring a new land. From that moment, our eyes are the first witnesses of the amazing views, and we start taking visual images of what we think are the most memorable places, people, and moments. Well, that was exactly how I felt when I came to New Zealand. Everything was new for me since the moment I was at the airport. The friendly police officers were one of my first, like, best impressions I got from New Zealand. They were really considerate with families, old people, or anyone who just approached them. Then, step, I started my new adventure, and I knew since then that New Zealanders were the friendliest people in the world at that moment. So, when I came here, I started living in a homestay, and it was like a great advantage for me because in that place or in that kind of, how can I call it, like way of living in New Zealand, you can stay with a family from New Zealand. And in that moment, I lived with a lovely woman who gave me great advice about places that I could go while I was staying in Christchurch. So as she used to have many international students at home, she knew that was like the perfect opportunity to travel around, explore the country while you were studying. And she was also, she also had the best recommendations from other students who had already been in New Zealand and also told her like about these amazing places. In my case, I wasn't sure which places I could visit as I didn't have any idea where to go, how far it was, how much money I will spend. So Susan, the name of the woman I was living with, she was planning to travel the next weekend to Lake Tikapu. So she invited me to join her and her friend. And that was the first place I visited in New Zealand after landing in Christchurch. I also understood part of the New Zealand culture after traveling around every weekend. And in Christchurch, for the locals, it's really common to spend the most of their free time in some of the most touristic places around the cities. So you can do something different from just staying at home or, I don't know, cooking with your family. So they plan these small trips during the weekends. So I discovered that was a really important part of the New Zealand culture and a really nice way to enjoy with family and friends. So that will be the first place that I visit here in New Zealand, and I will recommend you all to go there, Lake Tikapu, because the scenery was stunning, especially during the winter, because you can see all the white mountains and in the surroundings reflected on the big lake, which was like which has like the most clear water ever. So besides that, you can also visit the hot pools located in the top of the hill. So in that place, you can also get a better view than you think. And additionally, you can also walk around the hills and do some skiing, snowboarding, and of course, it will become a place you will never forget. After that, I start planning my next travels, and of course, some of friends and people I met in my journey helping me a lot to get like the greatest spots in New Zealand. And that is why I would like to mention some of the things or details I've seen in common with these other travelers. But first, let's listen to this song I find really inspiring, and especially for this Sunday, Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
That was Nina Simone. She was an African-American singer, songwriter, pianist, and activist in the civil rights movement. And her music styles include classical, jazz, blues, folk, R&B, gospel, and pop. Just a really nice recommendation for you all to have a look at some of her songs. So, as I was saying, I found some things in common when I traveled to New Zealand. First of all, friendly people everywhere. No matter where you go, they were always ready to talk to you about everything. And even when you are from another country, it's really interesting what they find interesting talking to you and asking where are you from and talking about your life. So they get really comfortable talking also about the places they've been lived or the places they have enjoyed the most in New Zealand. So it's a really nice experience. Anywhere you go, you will find friendly people who want to talk to you. The second thing I noticed, this was getting good contacts. After you talk to many people around while you are traveling, they always ask you, as I told you, where are you from? So that's the first step when you can start meeting really nice people and just create new contacts. And maybe, you know, after one trip and another, you end up with many friends. And who never knows, you will start visiting France, Spain, Germany, Hungary, even South America, Argentina, Colombia. So many places of the world. And when you start just talking to other people, you just start getting good contacts and be in contact with other parts of the different cultures you can find wherever you travel here in New Zealand because of this diversity as well. Another thing that I noticed was it's really nice when you listen other people's stories, especially for the older ones. Here in New Zealand, it's really common when you go everywhere and you see these people just going to the libraries or on the bus or if you're in a coffee shop. They always have amazing stories and always recommendations about unique places to visit. And if you want to know about traditions and culture, the other ones could give you some great advice where to go. Additionally, most of them know incredible stories about those places that were an important part in the development of the country. So if you are a good listener, you will get a closer view about the real facts from the first hand and the principal characters, besides the love then answering any question you have about that. Another thing that I noticed was the importance that New Zealanders give to Maori culture itself. Everywhere you go, you can find a place or a museum dedicated to the Maori traditions or culture, just to let other people know how important is that in their history. And I find it really interesting as well. Another thing that I noticed was the amazing tracks for walkers or bikers. Every hill, everywhere you go, there's always a nice track or a nice place to go hiking or just explore the hills or the places around. Inside nature is really amazing. Everywhere you go, you can find different places just to explore and discover New Zealand from like the best views ever. And another thing was the street markets everywhere. No matter if I was in Christchurch or Akaroa, Kaiko, or on the West Coast, in Rotorua or Auckland, markets are such an important part of the culture and tradition in New Zealand. And when I came here, it was 2016 during winter, and it was freezing and it was really cold. But however, one day I just decided to go around and start looking at some places. And of course, Susan, the woman I was living with at that moment, she recommended me to go to the markets. And I found it like really interesting because, for example, in Colombia, the markets are just to buy some vegetables at a better price than the big supermarkets. So for me, it wasn't that interesting at the first time. But when you go there, you find like there is the place where children go to trampolines, or you can buy some ice cream, even though you can find international traditional food. So you can find Thai food, Japanese, French waffles, burgers from different parts of the different countries. So it's really nice how many cultures as well can get together in these markets and they find a place to make us feel part of. Another thing or another aspect I notice is the way, for example, here in Christchurch, they try to reborn the nightlife. So after the earthquake, we know it's been really hard for people living in Christchurch to start making the place better for other people to travel or for tourists. So they start making some activities during the night so people can start like feel part again of these traditions around Christchurch and getting to know the city much better and appreciate other stuff. So I think that was something really interesting I noticed when I was traveling there. As long as you can do also surfing, snowboarding, cycling, hiking, playing rugby, football everywhere, even swimming here in Christchurch or in other cities, I found there are many public pools. So you can just join any of those places and start doing some amazing activities during summer if you want, or even during winter. There are many, many activities you can do during all these seasons. So now I will share with you an amazing song that brings me the greatest memories about the adventures I've been through in my life, especially in New Zealand, and this is Rise Up. Enjoy it!
I tried to fly. rise up, rise up. We'll beat again. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. For my mind and my brain. 'Cause I try to fly so high.
I really love that song. It's always been really inspiring. So as you can see, most people ask their friends about the places they would recommend to travel. So I did a request to my friends, and some of them, I met them when I was traveling. Some others I met them while I was studying. So we all have had different but amazing experiences, and I asked some of them to share about their experiences, which places they will recommend us to visit according their experiences they have in those places. So I will introduce you, Janice, for the show.
Oh, hi. Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having me on your show first. My name is Janice, and I'm from Germany. I'm in New Zealand since January last year, and I have traveled 2 months in the beginning of last year, like during the summer. And yeah, I've seen heaps of places. I started my travel in Auckland, went up to Cape Reinga, down to Auckland, then over the north, down Taupo, across Taranaki, down to Wellington, over to the south, Abel Tasman, and down the west coast and over to the east coast. Yeah, and now I will share my 3 favorite places with you. I hope you enjoy. Okay, attempt number 2. So the first place I would definitely recommend in New Zealand is Takapuna Beach. Takapuna Beach is one of the beaches in Auckland, actually. And it was the first place I've started my travel 2 years ago. So I had booked a Airbnb on Takapuna Beach. It was a villa, a beach villa with view over the ocean. And yeah, so that was like a whole different world from Germany to New Zealand or Takapuna. And it was just really amazing. I mean, it is just a beach, but it means a lot to me because it was the first real thing I saw in New Zealand. And I woke up to this, like, I could hear the waves, and I could see Rangitoto, the little island. And yes, it was just so magical, and this is why I would definitely recommend Takapuna Beach. It's pretty clean, and it is just nice to hang out. And if you're in a busy city like Auckland, this is definitely recommendable, and it's easy reachable from Devonport. I think it's just 10 minutes by bus from Devonport. And yep, so that would be my first place to go in New Zealand. The second place I would definitely recommend to go is the Tongariro Crossing. And it is not easy to do it. It's 19 kilometers over the Alps. And it was freaking cold, but it's definitely worth it. You have stunning views. I mean, you need to be a little bit prepared for that. You can do it in more than one day. So you have huts where you could stay, but we didn't. So we did it in one day. And it took us like 7 hours, I think, to walk. But if you take time and you don't need to rush, if you start in the morning at 7, be prepared. There are like heaps of people. So you walk with all these people up the hill, and we did it really intelligent. We started from the back, so we started from the end and walked the whole track backwards. So we started like alone, but then in the middle we crossed a lot of people, and Yeah, and on the end, at the proper beginning, what was our end then, we met way more people then too. But it's really cool because you have three lakes on top, or four lakes on top of the crossing. They're called the Emerald Lakes, and one of them is called Crystal Lake, and it's really crystal clear water. It's really nice. And the Emerald Lakes, as the name says, are like emerald colors, but three different green tones, and I think it's because of the sulfur. And be prepared, it smells awful. It's like rotten eggs up there, but it's just nature, and it's really, really, really nice. So this is really recommendable if you like hiking. Yeah, just go there, do that. That is a pretty cool thing to do. So, and my third suggestion for doing things in New Zealand would be the Abel Tasman National Park. And because it's just so beautiful. So if you bring a couple of days, like maybe we did a 3 or 4 days tour. It's like, I think it was 2 days canyoning and 2 days hiking. Yeah, I think it was 2 or 3. I can't remember. But definitely you need a couple of days to enjoy the whole beauty of the park. So you can start in Marahou or Marahou. And yeah, so you can book a tour or you can do it on your own. But if you want to canoe, so you need to book it in advance, you can do that in the Eyesight Center in Nelson. I think we did it in Nelson. But I think you can even do it in, where's another one? Can't remember. But yeah, definitely Nelson or wherever an Eyesight is, you should be able to book a tour. So then you get the canoes, then you pick them up, and, sorry, then you, yeah, so you row, you have your, you get a map, and then you can just, yeah, follow the map and go to these beaches, and you can see seals, and you can see, yeah, so we went there in January, so they had pups, so it was so cute, really, but you need to be careful, so don't go too close when you see seals, because the mums get really aggressive when they think their babies are endangered. So yeah, this is what you can do, and then you have a certain time you need to be at a certain beach to start your walking tour, and then you have heaps of walks and heaps of camps where you can stop. And you can say, okay, I want to go until that hut today, so you need to calculate your time. And it's pretty cool, so it works out really well, and with 2 or 3 days it's fine. And then you can take a water taxi back. The water taxi is just, I think, $40 or something, but it's so much fun. And yeah, so we got to almost swim with seals because they were swimming next to the kayak. And I had, if you have a GoPro, just do it and just film them, because they do so many funny things.
Thank you so much, Janice, for sharing all those amazing experiences and also recommendations. It was really, really nice to listen to you, and especially of these tips. Like, it's really important just to enjoy your trips around New Zealand and not being attached to many schedules, or like sometimes not planning many things could end up in a really nice adventure in New Zealand. So my next guest is Rayo, and he will also let us know some amazing places he has been in New Zealand. So let's listen to Rayo.
Hello there. This is Rayo from Redwood Hotel, a chef from Redwood Hotel. First of all, I want to thank Patricia for having me here on your radio show. What place I'd like most here in New Zealand? I think one of my favorite is Queenstown, because there's a lot of things you need to do there. You can when we go there, the last time I did mountain biking downhill in gondola. We did also a lodge and stargazing, and we eat in a buffet restaurant out there. Really good. And Queenstown is a really, really awesome place. It's just like a good landscape, especially if you really want to do outdoors. Queenstown is the right place to be. And there's a lot of good restaurant out there as well. And if you will going to Queenstown, try the burger restaurant out there. I forgot the Verge Burger. Verge Burger restaurant is really good, but you need to wait. You need to wait at least 30 to 45 minutes in the queue, because there's a lot of people, a lot of customers going to that restaurant. It's cheap, and but the burger has a good size and good quality. Yeah. Although it's a bit long drive from here in Christchurch going to Queenstown, but I think it's worth it. Yeah, I think for me, Queenstown is the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryu, for letting us know about these amazing places in New Zealand, especially Queenstown. Many friends have recommended it. So now you know many activities you can do there. So another important thing that I want you to know is that remember that no matter where you go or what you do, always tell your friends and your family your location or where you are going with. It's always really important to stay safe and try to reduce those risks as much as you can. So thank you so much for listening to us today. I hope you keep enjoying New Zealand and have more adventures coming. And please let us know any other adventures you have done here in New Zealand if you want on our Facebook page. And have a great day. Thank you.